Thank you, boys. Howdy, friends. How y'all? Yes, sir. Here it is once again. Time for Jelly Elliott and the Knothead. Friends, we're right here today sitting under a big old oak tree, right out here on the bank of good old Washita River. And we're going to come your way there for the next few minutes, coming to you direct from this old oak tree. So just relax. Pull up a chair there. First thing we're going to do is pick and yodel a tune here. We get a lot of requests for this tune, so here we go. I'm going to try to sing it myself. Deep Water. I'm drifting into deep water. I'm starting to care for you. You're getting me in deep water. Be careful what you do. You want a romance, but I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm winding up in deep water. Why can't we just be friends? Well, there it is, friends. That's just kind of short and sweet. Thank you a lot there, boys. Now, friends, for a long, long time, you know, the Knotheads and myself, we've been coming visiting with you in your homes out there through your radios and all that. But today, I want you to come out and visit with me. I think it's time you come over to my house. Now, George, I've been coming to see you a long time, so we've made all kinds of arrangements. We've run a wire way out yonder. You know, we're back here about 6 miles from the main highway, right on the banks of the Washita River, just to hook a hole. And we got a wire run out here, friends, for these electric equipment and stuff and things. And I just want you to come out and visit with me. I'm standing here on the bank of the river, and I can look around. I can see pine trees. There's some pine trees here. Not too many. Mostly oak. Moss hanging from all the oak trees. It's really pretty. It's a lot prettier in the spring. I wish you could come out in the spring. Well, it's really beautiful out here in the spring when the trees are full of green leaves, and you can hear the birds just singing. Along about corn planting time, you can hear the red bird. Everybody hears that, they know it's time to go to planting corn. Yes, sir, that's right. Well, friends, I just want to kind of give you a picture of my home out here. Here's the next tune. Hi, George, here we go. And Herman's going to play this, and it's a little old steel tune called Railroad and Left Saddle, son. That's what I call railroading. Yes, sir, that's a mighty good steel tune there. I've been telling you from time to time that I live out in the woods, and I know a lot of you out there don't believe it. But it's right. And I would just love to have any of you, all of you. I wish it was possible that you could come out here and visit with me. We got a nice place out here. We think we like it. It's something I wanted all my life, and I got it. And I'm really happy over it. And I'd just like for all my friends to be able to come out here and share it with me. We really enjoy it. Now, right now, my wife's up there at the camp, Delora. She's at the camp right now, frying fish. We've got some friends here today visiting with us, and we're fixing to have a big fish fry, and everybody enjoy it. And I wish that you could come out and eat fish with us, because we've got some nice ones. Washita River's got a lot of them, and we're getting more every day. I'm going to tell you some more about that, too. And the Lord's frying fish, some of the friends are sitting around. There's some of them on logs around here, and some sitting on saw horses, and some of them's walking around here in the leaves. You can hear the leaves because there's a lot of dead leaves on the ground. Got a little breeze blowing today right out across the hooker hole here, and it's just a little bit chilly. Not too much, but you can kind of feel it. And everything's shaping up mighty nice. Right here where I'm standing, friends, I can look across the river over there. We have a reserve, a game reserve. I can look over there, and you heard that noise in the background. That's my horse. He just seen something that he didn't seem to like so well. But that's all right, Bob. Everything will be all right, son. He's standing by, friends, believe it or not. I have him tied right here within 20 feet of myself. But as I was telling you, I can look across the reserve over there. Lots of times I can sit down right here on my steps and sit here and watch squirrels playing over there, running up and down the bank. And I can see an old dead tree over there. There's a hoot owl dimmed in that old tree. And at night out here, when we're sitting out on the porch, you can hear him. And, well, if I just wish you could be here. Let's play another tune, boys. I hope that you've kind of got a layout as to what this camp looks like out here, friends. Well, boys, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just all gather up here and go a fox hunting. What do you think about it, Jack? I'll tell you what you do. You start blowing the horn there, Jack, and get the dogs gathered up, and I'll see what I can do, and we'll just go.
Is all the dogs here?
Yeah, I believe they're here, Jack. Let's go, son. I believe he's got a trail there, Jack.
He's got a trail.
Hey, Pogo! That's a cold trail, Jack. Oh, yeah.
I guess that takes care of that. Now that we got the fox treed and colt and everything, why, you boys just drag up a chunk and sit down there and be real quiet, because I got some more things here I want to get off my chest. Neighbors, we gather up here on the bank of the river a lot of times, and we just have more fun with these fiddles and guitars, picking and singing. In fact, we get a lot of inspirations for some of the songs that we write right here on the bank of the river. And if you was out here, you could probably do the same. Years ago here, why, it was a little different. But now, there's no fires go through here. We haven't had any fires through here in years. And our fish are getting more plentiful. Our game is more plentiful. And, well, everything is better. Everybody's working that wants to work. They're working because there's plenty of jobs in the timber around here. We have sawmills out here. A lot of people works there. Everybody works hand in hand, and it's mighty nice. And I just wish everybody could see this thing and get together and work together. It'd be so much nicer. And we're growing little trees here. We got lots of old fields that set out here with little trees, little pine trees. Now, I've got two little girls, two little knotheads, and they're off at school right now. And it's mighty nice, friends, to go out here and look around and see these little pine trees coming along and go to school to pick up the kids and see them little fellas running around the schoolhouse there. And it's mighty nice to know that these little pine trees is growing up with them little kids. I tell you, it makes you have a good feeling. And getting back to this river out here and camp, and as I told you a while ago, we sit here sometime, look across the river and see squirrels playing over there. And then it's a common thing to walk out here on the porch and hear something over in the reserve go like this. You know what that is? That's a squirrel. He's seen something over there. He might have looked over here and seen us, and he didn't like our look. That all sounds good to me, friends. That's music to my ears. Yes, sir, and as I said, we want to invite any and all of you out here to see us any time. We'd be glad to have you. All we ask is to be careful with your cigarettes and matches. Well, let's see. We've got another tune coming up here. It's an old-timey waltz tune. Now, we got some old-timers visiting with us today, and we think you will like it, too. And here's Jack the Fiddler for you. Jack does a good job. The Wednesday Night Waltz, Jack. Thank you, Jack, thank you. That was a mighty pretty old waltz there. But this devil will get old. Now, before we go, friends, there's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you here, and I'd like for you to think it over. Now that you know firsthand how my place looks, I'm hoping you'll understand why I keep hammering at wild wood fires. They're bad for any man's land. Hey! Well, friend, that kind of brings to a close our little visit here with you under the old oak tree and the moss hanging around right on the bank of good old Washita River. We have sure enjoyed it. We hope that you have, neighbors. We hope you'll come to see us again. Listen to your local announcer, and he'll let you know when we'll be back. Remember, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you the best wishes and compliments from your own Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, neighbors, only you can prevent forest fires.
All right, so let's go.